The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio sports boosters.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded. That's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Live here at Dodge City, it's Class 2A Boys State Basketball here on your local Sports Authority, 93.7 FM, KAIR, Horton Atchison. It's Jake and Boz live in Dodge City here on a Thursday. Boz,
yep.
We've now checked off every day of the week.
That's right.
Here for the Jake and Boz, hanging out with you here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. But right now, Boz, we're preparing for JCN, Jefferson County North, taking on the defending 2A state champions, the Mound Ridge Wildcats. Now we're joined by head coach Corey Knoll. Coach, thanks for taking a few minutes here. I mean, the kids are warming up and you're giving us some time. We really appreciate it. Talking about today's game, what was the preparation like for you guys? A big emotional substate at your own facility. Get that win. Now you're here in Dodge.
Oh, yeah. I mean, winning substates, one of the coolest things that you can do as a program. So only second to, you know, competing here and continuing it on. But you know, a lot of that is, it's hard to kind of balance the emotion. You know, you want to enjoy, you want the kids to be excited, but at the same time, you got a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
And so we kind of found out our matchup shortly after we were done playing. And at that point, it was enjoy for the night and then back on to studying for Mound Ridge and prepping for this game right here.
Let's talk about these kids for a second, Coach, because you're an assistant coach on the football team and the head coach, Jeff Snyder, is your assistant here for basketball. These kids have had a great athletic season this year, 2023-2024. What would it mean for your program to get that win here tonight?
Oh, it'd mean everything. You know, our school, this group especially, I can't tell you how much they've earned this and deserve it. You know, the work they put in over the summer, over the last 4 years, has been incredible. They're coachable kids. They work hard. And you know they're going to give their best effort. And you know, having some success, at this tournament, it couldn't happen to a better group of kids. And I'm really excited for this game and watch them compete because I think they're going to give them everything they have.
So, Coach, kind of looking into this game, we're about ready to get started. What can you tell us about Mound Ridge and how your guys' mindset is and how you're going to attack them offensively, defensively? Just give us some pointers there on what you're expecting.
Yeah, so the first thing you kind of notice when you're here is they got some size. They got some size and they got some athletes. And They're a very good defensive team. You know, I think one of the things that pop out the most is they're very, very strong at the defensive end. They play strictly man-to-man mainly, and they're all athletic. You know, we have some athletes, but I think they're kind of right there with us. And I think they outsize us about 2 to 3 inches about every position of what it looks like. Outside of that, they have a good guard, number four, averages about 18 a game. And, you know, we got a great defender, Grady, who we're going to stick on to start the game. And, you know, Grady's been shutting guys down all year, so it's going to be his toughest test. And I think he's up for it. And outside of that, we got number 15 is a good shooter. He averages a decent amount per game as well. So it's going to be a team effort kind of stopping those guys, keeping them off the offensive rebound. They offensive rebound very well, so getting our box outs. And outside of that, you know, we've seen a lot of zone lately. We're seeing man, so our guys are excited for that. I think we play better versus man-to-man, so they're ready for it, and I think you're going to see a good game from them tonight.
Just a couple more minutes with Coach Corey Knoll of the JCN. And don't you go 8-9 deep. How important is it for you to have fresh legs throughout a game like this?
Oh, huge. You know, all throughout the year, we rotate guys in constantly, and half our game plan most games is wearing teams down because I can play 9 guys comfortably, and then, you know, once somebody gets tired, I start rotating guys in. I let them know they're good about it. If they're tired, let me know. I'll get them a break, and we don't lose a lot, you know, when we sub. So that's going to be another key for us tonight is just kind of working the guys, and you've seen throughout our season, we come alive in the second half. A lot of games are close in the first half, and then the second half seems like we start pulling away. They haven't gone through sub-state, and we play our best basketball in the fourth quarter of games, and I think it's because we're fresh and because of the depth of our team.
Final thing, we'll let you get back at it here, is the fact that your program, you were a part of the last time this school came to a state tournament. What would it mean for you to win a state game here as a coach?
Yeah, you know, for me, it'd be cool personally. But I'm excited for these guys because, you know, they've earned it, and I don't think it could happen to a better group of kids. And, you know, hopefully, you know, they want to do better than I ever did. You know, that's the goal, and I want them to experience that as well. So I'm really rooting for them. And, like I said, I think they're about to play the best game of basketball they've seen all year.
Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck today. Let's get you through to tomorrow.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
All right, head coach Corey Knoll of the JCN Chargers taking on Mound Ridge. We'll break it down in more detail in a minute. Our first pregame timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's a great day at Urban Lawn Care. It's also a great day to rid your home or business of ants, bugs, mice, or other pesky invaders. Urban Lawn Care is licensed and insured to provide pest control and extermination, as well as termite inspections and treatment programs. Call Urban Lawn Care today at 913-367-4478 in Atchison. Urban Lawn Care, ensuring your space stays pest-free.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. A la Corrido. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this new BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
We are dreaming of spring, and with spring dreams come home update dreams. This is Tisa with L&L Construction. Whether it's a kitchen update, a bathroom remodel, or an addition to your home, we have the expertise to make it happen. How about some fresh curb appeal? New siding or windows can do the trick. If you're dreaming of home updates, contact the guys in the red trucks and let us turn your spring dreams into reality. Give us a call. L&L Construction, 913-367-3161.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Welcome back to Dodge City. It's State Boys Basketball, Class 2A, here at the United Wireless Arena on your local Sports Authority, 93.7 FM, KAIR. Jake Spaulding alongside my partner, Chris Boswell. Joseph Curry back at the CARE Studios doing great work. You heard earlier tonight the Atchison Boz. Atchison?
The Phoenix.
The Phoenix got their opening round win in the 4A state tournament, 68-54 over Rock Creek Boz. That means our area teams that we're covering this week are 6-0 in the opening round, trying to get it to 7-0 here in Dodge City, here for JCN. Also across the network, Frankfort girls taking taking the floor against St. John Hudson at 8 o'clock, right about now as well, over in Colby. But it's all about the Chargers right now. I've got my green on. It's March. It's the month of the green.
That's right.
It's time to see if this Jefferson County North Charger team can find a way to punch their ticket to tomorrow and guarantee themselves a top four finish in the state tournament. Well, we just talked to Coach Corey Knoll a minute ago, and Boz, one big thing that stuck out to me, I feel like he is so focused right now, and the youth of Corey Knoll, I think, helps with this team. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I think, I mean, having a younger coach, sometimes it can be it's a double-edged sword a little bit. You know, sometimes it's difficult to be seen as the authority figure. You know, you're the guy, you're in charge. But I think the thing with him that I've noticed is the way he interacts with the kids. I think the kids absolutely respect him. They're going to run through a brick wall for him. So that's a huge advantage for JCN.
Chargers tonight taking on a Mound Ridge team that, well, we mentioned it at the top of the broadcast. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's just a fact. They are defending 2A state champions, so a juggernaut from Mound Ridge. And a little bit of transfer is what really took place for this Mound Ridge Wildcat team. They're the 3 seed in this tournament. Jeff County North, they're the 6. Chargers come in with a 16-7 record under his second-year head coach, Corey Knoll. But for Mound Ridge, they're 20-3. They've won 8 in a row. Their last loss was to Bennington by 2, so a close game. But under his first-year head coach, Boz, Dustin Knitt, they have moved here from McPherson. And with that move, head coach comes new, and a stud guard, 6'2" senior Creighton Knitt, averaging 18 points a game for the Wildcats. He paces the way, and Coach Knoll, he knows number 4 is who we've got to look out for.
Well, Coach talked about that. Knitt is a guy that's going to score. I mean, he's putting up 18 points a game. He's your guy that's going to make everything go, and they're going to try to run their offense through him. So big, big task tonight for JCN. Can you contain the leading scorer from Mound Ridge? But he's not the only one.
Yeah.
Bear Mottlemog, a 6'3 junior, scoring 14 points a game as well. So that's going to be a challenge for JCN, trying to contain those two guys. Don't let them beat you. Find other guys or make other guys step up and try to beat you.
Coach gave us some insight. We'll talk more about the Chargers side of the basketball. Another 2-minute timeout. You're listening to our pregame coverage here of the United Wireless Arena host site, Class 2A Boys State Basketball, here on 93.7 FM, KAIR, Horton, Atchison.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good. K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their Mix 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Farm, home, auto, life, crop, and commercial. That's Taylor Insurance Services in Atchison, Oskaloosa, and Effingham. Locally owned and supporting all local schools, sports, and activities. Taylor Insurance Services. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
KexRx Pharmacy and Home Care is your locally owned and operated pharmacy. Free delivery, medication management, CPAPs, and immunizations are among the many services they offer. Stop by and see them today at 807 Main Street in Atchison. KexRx Pharmacy and Home Care. We take care of you.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
It's the best time of the year. We're glad you're joining us here on a Thursday evening here at the Dodge City United Wireless Arena. for Class 2A boys state basketball here on FM 93.7 KAIR. Joseph Curry back at our Care Country studios. Jake and Boz hanging out with you on a Thursday. We've got JC and Charger basketball taking on the defending 2A state title winners from a season ago, Mound Ridge, the Wildcats. Let's talk Charger basketball here, Boz, because the Chargers coming in 16-7 on the year, and they have won 8 out of their last 9, including a 6-point win in the sub-state finals on last Saturday against Horton, 58-52. In the second round of that sub-state, Boz, I would call it an upset. They took out Marhill Mouth Academy Ravens, who were the top seed in that sub-state, also the Northeast Kansas League champion this year, and did it by 14.
Yeah.
This is a team that's gelling at the right time, and I think there's a lot to be said about that, especially when you get to March, which teams are clicking on all cylinders heading into the state tournament.
Yeah, here's the thing I like about JCN. These guys, they know how to win.
Yeah.
Bottom line, and I know they probably get tired of hearing about how the good football season, and if people want to talk about that, but it's fact. They found a way to win through football season, now coming into basketball season, which a lot of the same guys, they have found ways to win. They're no strangers to being what most would say an underdog.
Yeah.
That's normal to them. They're okay with that. You look at their body composure, just everything about them. They are ready to go tonight.
I think a big key tonight for me is the ability to be aggressive on the floor here tonight for this JCN team. It's a team that Coach Noel mentioned. They're undersized compared to this Mound Ridge team, but they are just as physical as this Mound Ridge team, if not maybe a little bit more. But physicality comes at a cost, and fouls is something that I think is going to be a massive thing in this game. Can JCN stay out of foul trouble to stay in this game, even though they do go 9 deep?
Here's what I think is huge. Coach Noel talked about it. They've been seeing a lot of zone defense. He really liked the fact that Mound Ridge plays strictly man, and he said his kids like that as well. I anticipate JCN to come out incredibly aggressive against the man-to-man. I think they're going to put pressure on Mound Ridge defensively, maybe try to get him into some foul trouble. I don't think these guys know how to back down. JCN, they're just going to come out and flat get after you.
The Chargers are here in United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, taking on the Mound Ridge Wildcats just a few minutes away from the opening tip-off. How important is it, Buzz, for JCN to get off and running to begin this game?
Yeah, it's really important with any team. But I think when you're the underdog and maybe you might be a little outsized, those kind of things, when you get off to a really quick start, your confidence level goes through the roof. So I think it's important for them. You know, if they don't, it's still a long basketball game.
Yeah.
But getting out to a quick start and having some success early, especially shooting the ball. You can knock down a few shots from the perimeter, confidence goes through the roof.
Coach talked about it in our pregame interview with him. He said, hey, we're a second-half team. We're going to be able to, if we can sustain the first, we're already always going to be there in the second half. One more timeout here in our pregame as we're getting ready for tip-off. Mound Ridge, JCN, starters and tip coming up next here on FM 93.7 KAIR.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Felt like we've set you folks up very well for this matchup here because we talked a lot about JCN. We've talked a little bit about Mound Ridge, but we haven't given you the most important part of everything here, Boz. We need to know starters before we get to this opening tip-off. Jake Spaulding, Chris Boswell live here in Dodge City for the United Wireless Arena, the site for the 2A boys state basketball tournament. It's opening round. You win this game, Boz, you're guaranteeing two more games and a guaranteed top four finish in the state. And I think it's important for the JCN Charger team to push through and get there to a Saturday here tonight, get a win tonight. And again, they made it to a state football championship, fell short. And I think there might be some extra incentive tonight.
Yeah, you just have to find a way to win. You know, that first game, there's going to be nerves. Just the atmosphere, the environment. Nerves can always play an issue. But like I said, these kids, they've been on the big stage before. I don't think it's going to affect them.
Joseph Curry back at our CARE studios doing great work as always. One more thing is we've got a reminder that earlier tonight, Atchison did a great job against Rock Creek, as they have defeated Rock Creek, the Mustangs, in the opening round, 68-54. So now we're focusing right here, JCN, Charger basketball. Can we get them to tomorrow? That's tip-off coming up here in just a minute. We'll start with Mound Ridge. They're the home team tonight. They'll start off moving left to right across your dial, wearing their home white uniforms with the black numerals and lettering trimmed in red. Starting for them, Kaiser Knith, a six-foot sophomore, wearing number 2. 6 foot senior Creighton Knitt, 18 points, 5 rebounds a game, transfer from McPherson, wears number 4. 6 foot two junior, averaging 9 points a game, Henry Hickox, he wears number 11. 6 foot four junior, Zach Dixon, wears number 14. And Bear Mottlemog, a 6 foot three junior, averaging 14 points and 3 boards a game, he wears number 15. And now for your JCN charging starting lineups here tonight. 5'10" senior, averaging 6 points, 3 boards a game. It's Connor Kearns wearing number 1. A 6 foot senior, 4 points, 4 rebounds a game. It's Grady Knoll wearing number 2. 5'8" senior, averaging 13 points, pacing the way for the Chargers, 4 rebounds a game and 3 assists. It's Carson McAfee wearing number 15. A 6'3" senior, averaging 9 points and 7 rebounds a game. It's Calvin Manville wearing number 20. And 6'1" senior, averaging 7 points, 5 boards a game, it's Ethan Knowles wearing number 23. Coming off the bench throughout the night, we'll have Eli Weiser, Andy Baker, RB Tweed, and Will Elias for JCN. They will see action underneath second-year head coach Corey Knoll. Again, this is their first state appearance since 2013, where Coach Knoll was on the team.
Yep, it's a pretty neat story. I mean, last time they were here, Coach Knoll was playing for them, and, you know, he talked a little bit about they lost to Sterling, who went on to win the state title. So he's been here before. He's been in a state tournament as a player. So let's see what happens here as a coach. Here's the thing. This first-round state tournament game, he's got a little bit of time to prep after sub-state. I think Coach Knoll is going to have these guys prepared. They know what to expect. They know what Mound Ridge is going to throw at them defensively. So at this point, it's just like, let's just tip the ball up. Let's go.
Let's get going.
Get the show started.
We're about to get underway. Again, wearing their road green on green are the Chargers with the white numerals and letters trimmed in black. Again, your starters for the Chargers, Connor Kearns, Grady Knoll, Carson McAfee, Calvin Manville, Ethan Knoll. For the Wildcats, Kaiser Knitt, Creighton Knitt, Henry Hickox, Zach Dixon, and Bear Mottlemog. In the center circle, it'll be Bear Mottlemog for Mound Ridge, jumping it up against Calvin Manville. The officials make sure everybody's got their jerseys tucked in, make sure that they got everybody in the right place. The officials look at each other. They say, we're good to go, and we're underway. Tip one by Mound Ridge. They move left to right here in this first quarter of the state opening round matchup between Mound Ridge and JCN. Creighton Knitt, free throw line jumper, fading away, in and out. No rebound, though. Putback is good by Zach Dixon. Quickly, the Wildcats on the board.
Well, that's going to be big for JCN. They're outsized pretty much across the board, so can they keep Mound Ridge off the offensive glass?
Chargers with the basketball across the timeline. It's Carson McAfee. McAfee loses his dribble, picks it up, gives it off to Grady Knoll now. Dribble weave action with Ethan. Back now to McAfee. Carson on the right wing looking to drive baseline. Kicks it in the corner. Head faking on a three. Connor Kearns. His pass is deflected into the backcourt. It goes. It's a free ball picked up by Calvin Manville. Calvin into the front court, looking to drive into the lane to the left block. Nice find backside, but it's knocked out of bounds. Off Zach Dixon of the Wildcats. It stays Charger basketball.
A good defensive play by Zach Dixon from Mound Ridge, he was hustling down on the backside. We tried to skip it to the other block, and the defender knocked it out of bounds. But JCN keeps the possession. Carson McAfee to trigger it in, and it's loose on the floor. Grady Knoll saves it in, though. Manville's got it between the rings. Dribbles it with his right hand. Man-to-man defense here by the Wildcats, as expected. Hunter Kearns now. Dribble weave action. Hands it off to McAfee. Drives right lane. Hits the deck. And a lot of contact. No whistle. It's a travel on Carson McAfee. The first turnover on the Chargers.
Yeah, tough possession for JCN. Little nerves. You can tell we're kind of going at a frantic pace offensively. Just need to settle down. Execute offense.
The Wildcats across the sideline now. It's Kaiser Knipp. Drives right wing, kicks into the corner, Bear Model Mog, head fakes on a three, now he'll pull, and that one's in and out. Rebound ripped down by Connor Kearns for the Chargers. Kearns looking to push it across the timeline, does so. High post action, Ethan Knoll, he'll elevate, that's good for JCN. Ethan Knoll, his first basket of the game, we're tied at two.
Yeah, nice little 15-foot jumper from Ethan Knoll, little fast break opportunity. Knoll could have taken it all the way to the rim, but I loved the decision, just pull up for the 15-foot jumper.
6:20 to go in the first quarter. Locked in here at two apiece. Knitz in the right corner at Kaiser. Dribbles with his left hand into the middle of the lane. Floater off the rim. No. Rebound tapped out. Kept alive by Hickox. He's in the lane and he's traveled with it. No, it'll be a foul. I beg your pardon.
Couple offensive rebounds for Moundridge here in this early possession. I think that's going to be just a big key for JCN. They got to do a little bit better job of boxing out. Make these Mound Ridge guys go through you to get the rebound.
Carson McAfee picks up the personal. That's his first, team's first. Brayton Knipp has it in the middle of the lane. Guarded tightly here by Grady Knoll. Turnaround Jay, that's no good. Rebound ripped down by JCN. It's Carson McAfee across the timeline, and a foul will be called here on Mound Ridge, as meeting him at the timeline was junior guard Henry Cox. That'll be his first, team's first for the Wildcats. Still tied at two, under 6 minutes to go here, quarter one.
Well, we saw this last night, last two nights, officials here at the state tournament letting things be pretty physical. There's a lot of contact on both ends.
Carson McAfee with it across the timeline to Manville on the left wing. Chargers moving right to left across your dial. Out of the right wing it goes to Carson McAfee, top of the key. It's Connor Kearns, drives to the left elbow. Now kicks it out, Grady Knoll, right wing to Manville. Calvin will fire a three. That's in and out. Rebound ripped down by Hickox for Mound Ridge. Now looking to push. Hickox up the floor. Ball deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with the Wildcats.
The Mound Ridge, they look like they want to push. They want to play a little faster tempo game, get up and down the court.
5:30 to go, quarter number one, tied 2-2. No substitutions yet in this game. Here's Henry Hickox, dribbles it to the far left wing. Dribble hand off to Bear Modelmog. He tries to dish it down low. It's out of bounds. Turnover number one on Mound Ridge.
Mound Ridge trying to do the pick and roll offense that time, looking for Zach Dixon on the roll. He really was covered nicely. JCN did a nice job defending that pick and roll.
Chargers with the basketball, facing some full court pressure now. Still in the backcourt. Off the timeline now to Carson McAfee. Dribbles by his defender. Throws up a shot, and we've got a foul on the floor prior to being aggressive there. And I think that's what's going to take from this JCN Charger team. And that's a second on Henry Hickox for Mound Ridge.
JCN did a really nice job against that full court pressure. They found Carson McAfee right at the half court line. He got the ball. Stern put his head down, went all the way to the rim. I love the aggressive offensive mindset out of Carson McAfee.
Keppel Adolph will check in for the first time for Mound Ridge to replace him. Here's a three on the way from the corner. A short by Carson McAfee. Rebound ripped down by Adolph. We're still tied at two, 5 minutes even to go in the first. Adolph with the right dribble to the right wing, hands it off to Bear Modelbog. He backs it out between the rings, still with the right-handed dribble, now hands it off to Creighton Knipp. Knipp guarded tightly by Grady Knoll. It's a good matchup to watch here tonight. Here's a Bonnie hitting the deck, but it's a turnover again on Mound Ridge, their second. Coming away with this Calvin Manville across the timeline. Calvin spins on the left lane line, kicks it out. Grady Knoll to the right elbow, top of the key. Connor Kearns drives right baseline. They'll reset offense now with the Chargers back out top to Carson McAfee.
Yeah, good decision. They tried to run a little primary fast break. Nothing there. Now they pull it back out, execute some offense. Make Mound Ridge play defense here.
Connor Kearns off the screen, top of the key. Three on the way by Ethan Knoll off the back rim. No, rebound though by Grady. Grady over to Manville. His 10-foot shot is good, and the Chargers have their first lead. It's 4-2 with 4:10 to go in the first.
Boy, that could be a big story too for JC, and can they get some extra possessions with offensive boards? That time, Grady Knoll came flying in and grabbed the offensive board.
Creighton Knith on the left wing for the Wildcats. Drives into the lane. Scoop shot up and through.
Knith, he is a very crafty, smooth guard. If you can see him play, he doesn't panic. That time he's just nice right-hand dribble down the lane, little finger roll for the finish.
Chargers in the front court. It's Grady Knoll now off to Calvin Manville on the left wing. Manville doesn't need a screen, goes left lane line, scoops it off the window, counted and the foul. Calvin Manville saw an opening buzz and took advantage of it, count the basket, and a free throw.
Well, here's what's really great about that play. Calvin Manville had the ball. They were looking to run pick and roll. The defender from Mound Ridge, what we call ice the screen, which means they overplay the ball screen. So Calvin just did a little jab step and went strong with his left hand right to the rim.
Manville's free throw is good. He's got five. Chargers lead now 7-4. Substitutions for the Chargers, Andy Baker, a 6'4" junior, checks in, as well as Eli Weiser, a 6'1" junior. They replace Grady and Ethan Knoll. There's Creighton Knit, left lane line, elevate, shot in and out, rebound ripped down by Andy Baker, who just checked in for the Chargers.
Well, and here's something I kind of feel watching Mound Ridge, kind of their body language. They look fairly lackadaisical, like their mindset is, we're better. Yep. This is easy. We can beat JCN. And I'm going to tell you what, JCN's here for a dogfight.
Turnover on the Chargers in that last possession as Carson McAfee got a little ahead of himself, carried the basketball, and looked right at Coach Knoll. He said, yeah, you did. Here's an elevation, an alley-oop, and missing the dunk was Creighton Knit. Three on the way on the second opportunity is good from Bear Mottlemog.
Well, unfortunate break for JCN. There was a missed dunk. The ball kind of shot out. And then the kick out for open three, and just a tough sequence for JCN there.
Knit's got to be careful because he hung on that rim a little extra long. No whistle, though. Tied at 7. Chargers with the basketball. Left wing. Carson McAfee dribbles it to the right. Off the Manville. Calvin in the lane. Scoop shot is good. Calvin Manville's got 7.
Boy, aggressive offensively. That's Calvin Manville's mindset right now. Again, a left-hand drive right down the center of the lane.
9-7 Chargers, 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Top of the key right now, it's Leighton Schmidt, a 6'4 sophomore. Down low to Creighton Knit, spins on the right block, and a foul will be called here on JCN.
Boy, what I love there, we mentioned Mound Ridge. Their offense is going to go through Knit, but here's what I love. Knit went right at Connor Kearns. Connor Kearns, a little bit undersized, did not hesitate, just very strong physically, and that's what I think JCN brings to the table across the board.
Manville out, Kearns out, Ethan and Grady Knoll back in for the Chargers. Here's a three by Mottlemog in the corner, and he's hit two straight. 10-9 now, Mound Ridge with a lead by 1, 2:06 to go in the first. Bet play, that was from underneath their own basket. Chargers with the basketball down by 1. Andy Baker's begging for it on the block. A lot of contact, no whistle. He throws it up. Does Grady Knoll into the hands of the Wildcats, though. Turnover number 3 on JCN. Mound Ridge in the front court now. Kaiser Knitz dribbling with the left hand, trying to go left lane line. Kicks it out to Keppel Adol. He's picked up, though, by McAfee.
Well, Mound Ridge, they're trying to run a dribble weave offense, and I'm waiting for Mound Ridge to get called on an offensive foul because after they hand the ball off, they're getting in the way of the defender, and officials, they keep an eye on that.
Into the lane it goes, and Landon Schmidt dribbles it back out. Here's Creighton Knit. Gets a screen on the right wing, drives in the lane, now kicks in the corner. Three on the way by Adolph is good. Mound Ridge is at 3 straight 3-point attempts. They lead now 13-9.
Boy, what happens off of a ball screen, dribble penetration down the middle of the lane, the weak side help has to come stop the dribble penetration. That allows the kick out to the weak side for 3.
Ethan Nome dribbles it across the timeline now to Carson McAfee. Hands it off to Eli Weiser. Into the corner now to Ethan. Knoll to the right block. Spins around his defender, and a foul will be called prior to on Leighton Schmidt.
Good move by Ethan Knoll. Tried to back his defender down in the paint. Little crab dribble, we call it. Right hand. He dropped stepping to the middle of the lane, and defender hooked him.
Calvin Manville back in after getting a nice little breather there. He replaces Weiser. Excuse me. Checking it in here is Carson McAfee for JCN. McAfee gets it in to Manville. Back to McAfee looking to drive baseline. Carson kicks into the corner. Ethan Knoll. Top of the key. Now it's Grady Knoll. Grady picks up his dribble. Gets Ethan in the corner now. McAfee's got it in the far deep corner. Dribbles around his defender. Into the lane. Scoop shot. No. Rebound ripped down by Knit. 35 seconds to go in the quarter. Kaiser Knitz brings it across the timeline as Coach Dustin Knitz, that's Dad, in case you were curious at home, calls out the signals. Bear Mottlemog, he's got two threes already in this one, has it with the right handed dribble. Down low it goes to Knitz, it's tipped away, but Creighton able to get it back. Now Kaiser Knitz elevates, floater is good. 10 seconds to go in the quarter.
There's no question, Mound Ridge, they're skilled offensively. They got a lot of guys that can shoot. JCN's just got to do a better job of keeping in front.
3 seconds to go in the quarter. Three on the way by Manville. No good. And we've reached the end of one. It was 9-7 JCN, but an 8-0 run by Mound Ridge to close out the frame. It's 15-9 Wildcats as we head to the second quarter of action here on 93.7 FM KAIR Atchison.
Courtney's LLC, family-owned and operated for over 30 years, selling more than used trucks. They have farm equipment, lawnmowers, truck accessories, and more. And they fix trucks, cars, tractors, lawnmowers, and equipment. Call Courtney's LLC at 913-796-6198 or see Courtney's north of McLeod.
Free State Electric Cooperative, serving 9 Northeast Kansas counties, supports local schools and athletics. Good luck, JCN football, on your run for the state title. Free State Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Crittenden Home Care provides in-home assistance with all daily living activities for senior citizens and is a proud supporter of the JCN Chargers. For more information about how they can help, visit CrittendenHomeCare.com or you can call them at 913-303-2400. Crittenden Home Care, caring for you, when it matters, where it matters.
Is your local sports authority. We're in Dodge City right now. Jake and Boz with Joseph Curry back at the studios in Care Country. After the first quarter, it's 15-9 Mound Ridge leading the Jefferson County North Chargers. JCN with the basketball to begin quarter number two. It's Calvin Manville out there with Carson McAfee, Ethan Knoll, Grady Knoll, and Connor Kearns for the Chargers. On the right wing, it's Connor Kearns. Top of the key now, Grady Knoll. Left wing to Manville. Nice find underneath the basket to Kearns. Connor is shot. No, and he throws it away. They're actually going to call a jump ball. It still will be a turnover. That's a fourth now on JCN. Kearns kind of got caught underneath the basket there, Bob.
Yeah, they ran a little back screen from the weak side. Kearns was coming underneath. The pass was high, so he had to jump up for it. When he came down, there was a lot of height right there, and he kind of panicked and threw it away.
Kaiser Knitz with the left-handed dribble across the timeline, gives it off to Henry Hickok. Now Bear Mottlemog with the left-handed dribble between the rings. Dribbles it between his legs, guarded by Manville. Gives it off to Hickok. He's got two fouls already in this game. Nice dish underneath the basket to Leighton Schmidt, who lays it off the window.
Yeah, backside help. Again, dribble penetration is what is hurting JCN right now, and it's dribble penetration to the middle of the floor. That's dangerous. Anytime the offense can get to the paint, puts a lot of pressure on the backside defender.
Now 10-0 run here for Mound Ridge, leading 17-9. 1 minute gone by here in the second quarter. Top of the key, it's Kearns. Now right wing, it goes to Ethan Knoll. Ethan. And fakes, trying to drive baseline, but he's cut off. Now he needs help. He's stuck. Able to find Grady Knoll between the rings. They'll reset offense.
Well, Coach Knoll, he talked about JCN liking the fact that Mound Ridge would play a lot of man, and that's all they've seen.
Floater in the lane by Grady Knoll. Got by his defender. It's first basket of the game. Breaks that 10-0 run by the Wildcats.
Yeah, that was a big possession for JCN just to stop the bleeding a little bit.
Mottlemog with a left-handed dribble gives it off to Creighton Knitz. He drives to the right elbow. We'll back things out behind the ring. Screen's coming here. Knitz gets the screen, goes through the lane, lays it up and through. Man,
so what you're seeing, Mound Ridge is running ball screens on the wings, and it's tough because they're running the ball screen to the middle of the floor. So if JCN doesn't switch, oftentimes the ball handler has an advantage heading downhill to the center of the paint.
19-11, Mound Ridge with the lead, JCN with the basketball. Kearns drives into the lane. Lost the handle on it. It's a turnover on JCN number 5. Transition opportunity coming here. Kaiser off the window. No. Fight for the rebound. And coming away with it, Carson McAfee. Here come the Chargers looking to push here. 5:43 to go in the half. McAfee pulls up. Partially deflected and picked up by Mound Ridge. Kaiser Knitz across the timeline and picked up, though, by Grady Knoll, who picks his pocket. That's the third turnover on Mound Ridge.
Yeah, Mound Ridge, or excuse me. JCN just needs to slow down again and execute offense. I feel like they're still a little bit sped up. Just slow down a little bit, execute the offense, and look for a great shot.
Connor Kearns with the left-handed dribble between the circles. Gives it off Ethan Knoll, drives in the lane, spins on his defender, elevates, fades away, and hit. Ethan Knoll with four now, and it's a six-point game. 5:07 to go in the half.
Ethan Knoll's had good success with a dribble drive to the center of the paint from the right wing, and that time he tried to spin dribble. Nothing was there, so he went right back to the rim and finished.
Knoll will pick up a foul here as Creighton commits. He talked about his smoothness. It almost looks like he's just in slow motion sometimes.
He's just nonchalant with the way he does things, which it appears that it's a little maybe lazy, just effortless, and it is, but he's really, really smooth. And when he decides he's going to go, he has a real explosive first step.
Back into the game, Andy Baker and Eli Weiser. And checking in for the first time will be Will Elias, a 5'10" sophomore for the Chargers. Mound Ridge with the basketball, triggering in from underneath their own basket to Creighton Knick. He's picked up here by Will Elias. Knick spins down, goes through the lane, and a foul will be called here. Looks like it'll be on Will Elias. That's going to be underneath their own basket. Did they get McAfee with that? No. They did. That's the second on Carson. Out of the game right now, Ethan Knoll, Grady Knoll, and Connor Kearns. Okay, they did change that. It's on five. It's on Will Elias. So that's his first. Carson just has one as well. Triggering it in here will be Kaiser Knitz. Gives it into Bear Monomog. Green coming here. Monomog goes to the left elbow. Now kicks it out to Creighton Knitz. Check that out. Kaiser, his shot rejected by Andy Baker, but they're going to call a foul.
That was a beautiful block by Andy Baker. And here's the thing. Sometimes officials, they see a block and they say the body was there and that's why there's a foul. No question. That was a clean block.
So that's going to send Kaiser Knitz to the line for two, and his first one is good. Waiting to check in will be Heath Churchill, a 6-foot sophomore for Mound Ridge, and he will come in now for Henry Hickox. 20-17, 4:37 to go. Mound Ridge with the lead by seven. Kaiser trying to make it eight, but he cannot. Rebound ripped down by Andy Baker. Chargers down by seven, Bonds. What do they got to fix here offensively?
Well, they just got to remain patient.
Yeah.
You want to get great shots. You want to execute your offense. When they've done that, they've gotten good shots. I think the other key is attack the paint. That's where they're having success. And there you go. Andy Baker, nice post flash to the ball side for the layup.
Eli Weiser with a dime that time. And the Chargers, Bonds, within five now. 4:10 to go in this first half. Left corner, it's Creighton Knitt into the lane. Got away with a walk there. No, they're going to call it.
Yep.
Shuffled his feet, tried to Euro step, and man, he's limping a little bit now. Back into the game will be Zach Dixon replacing Leighton Schmidt. And back in for the Chargers, Ethan Knoll, Connor Kearns, and Grady Knoll. As Weiser will go out, Elias will go out, so will Calvin Manville. Let's restart your lineups here. It's Connor Kearns, Grady Knoll, Carson McAfee, Andy Baker, and Ethan Knoll. Ethan with it at the top of the key between the circles. One dribble and passes it off. Carson McAfee with the right-handed dribble now. Gives it off to Connor Kearns. They're still extended behind the three-point line. Now to the corner to Baker. One dribble to the baseline. He picks it up now. Gives it off to Ethan Knoll. Into the lane. Ethan, he'll be traveled. Yeah. Be called with a travel here.
Yeah, he's being aggressive, trying to do a move to the basket. He just did a little jump stop and shuffled his feet. I like the aggressiveness, though.
Chargers on defense here. They're staying in man-to-man here, down by five, 3:30 to go here in this first half. Zach Dixon between the rings, gives it off to Creighton Knitt. Limps a second ago, but he looks like he's in full speed here. He spins on his defender, fadeaway, no. Great box off by Andy Baker to clear the board for JCN.
Yeah, great defense. If you can keep Knitt in front of you, he likes to spin out into a little fadeaway jumper from about 15 feet. He knocked down one, but he's missed three of those.
Always want a shooter going away from the basket, Boz, don't you? Not going towards it, huh?
You want him going towards it, not away from it. Fade away. You don't want him fading away from the rim.
As a defender?
No. Oh, I thought you were talking about offensive player.
Oh, like, good gracious. Here we go.
What are you talking about?
Now back to the game here. Here's an entry pass to Baker. It's knocked out of bounds off of Mound Ridge. I'm not a former coach like you, but I was about to question everything that you knew about basketball.
I thought you were talking about the offensive player. You said, always want him fading away. I thought, no.
Brady Knoll goes out. Back into the game, Calvin Manville. Here's an entry to Ethan Knoll. Goes onto the block, kicks it in the corner. Three on the way by Carson McAfee is short. Rebound ripped down by Kaiser Knitz. Chargers yet to hit a three in this one. Mound Ridge has three of them. The right wing, it's Model Mog. Guarded by Manville. Back at the top of the key, they'll reset with Kaiser Knitz. 2.5 to go in the opening half.
Mound Ridge now going to run a little flex offense right now.
Three on the way, wide open, and Zach Dixon hits it. Nobody came out on him, and he just buried it. That's a 4-3 by Mound Ridge here in the first half.
And I think that might have been a scouting report deal. Zach Dixon didn't look terribly comfortable shooting that.
And a shot on the way is short, but a travel prior to by Andy Baker as he tried to spin in the lane.
Well, I like the aggressiveness. JCM, they're attacking the rim. What they've got to be a little more conscious about is their footwork. There's a lot of contact. They're getting pushed off their spot. They're shuffling their feet when that happens. You just have to be strong, aggressive base with your jump stop, absorb the contact, then go to the rim.
Turnovers in this first half, 7 for the Chargers. Down low to Model Mock for Mound Ridge. His turnaround Jay in the lane is good. He's got 8 in the lead just like that. Balloons back up to 10. It's a 5-0 run here for Mound Ridge.
Yeah, big possession here. Minute 42, and Coach Knoll wants to talk about it.
We'll take it with them. 1 minute timeout at 25-15 Mound Ridge. 1:41 to go in the half. We're back after this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Benedictine College is a top 10 school right in your own backyard. Academic, athletic, career, and life success awaits you. Learn more about your future at benedictine.edu.
This is Nancy with Daily Ag of Oskaloosa. We are proud to carry Mid-Continental Livestock Supplement mineral and protein tubs. From stressed calves to cows on poor quality forage, MLS tubs controls consistent consumption, fills the gap in your cow's nutritional needs. And with added Salmonex, controls respiratory disease and scours in calves, all at a low cost per head per day to you. For the highest quality supplements for your operation, let us help you because we know that ag is a daily job at Daily Ag.
At Nortonville Parts and Service, they've got 3 words for you: reliable, reasonable, and respectable. It's no wonder that they've been around for over 20 years. Their customers keep coming back, and that says a lot. Nortonville Parts and Service, doing their customers right.
Out of the Coach Knoll timeout, Jay Steen with the basketball, down by 10. 90 seconds to go in the half. Jay Spaulding, Chris Boswell back with you at the United Wireless Arena. Two-way state boys basketball. Back at the studios, Joseph Curry, Calvin Manville, trying to shake off the defender and nearing a 5-second count, gets it away to Ethan Knoll in the corner. Hunter Kearns now, into the right corner it goes to Grady Knoll. Grady looking to drive baseline but can't. Into the corner, he gives it off now to Connor Kearns. Kearns moving left into the lane, dishes it to Ethan Knoll. Ethan falls to the ground but slips and travels with it. That's turnover number 8 here on JCN.
I mean, that's the same thing, Ethan. He's tried to go to the bucket with the right-hand dribble several times, and what he wants to do is dribble right, get the defender in front of him, and then drop step back to his left, and he's just shuffling his feet every time he's done that. Probably shouldn't say every time, the last couple.
Mound Ridge with the basketball, and it's Model Mog between the rings, under a minute to go in the half. Great Knitz on the right block. Double team comes. Now it's just mano-a-mano with Grady Knoll. Elevates, throws up a shot, no, and he's fouled. We'll go to the line for 2. He got Knoll to get up into the air. That's the first personal on Grady Knoll.
But Creighton Knitz, he's just very patient offensively.
He's got 4 right now in the game. First free throw is good. Make it 5.
When I say patient, Knitz, he works in the post a little bit. He dribble penetrate to the middle, but he doesn't panic when he gets down on the post.
Second toss is good as well. He's got 6. Mound Ridge right now, Boz. They've got 6 different guys that have scored, and of those 6, 3 of them have at least 5 points.
Well, they've kind of gone in spurts, Mound Ridge. They went on a 10-0 run, and this is a 7-0 run right now.
There's a deflection, a kick ball out of bounds. It'll stay with JCN. 41 seconds to go in the half. The lead just 5 a minute ago. Balloons now up to 12. The 7-0 run here by Mound Ridge. They had an 8-0 run to end the first quarter. Right now it's a 7-0 run as they're trying to close out the half. Carson McAfee drives baseline, reverse layup. How about you, Carson?
Yeah, really nice move. He went all the way to the other side of the rim, little reverse layup. But I think that's what JCN's got to do. They can find a way to get to the rim.
Your leading point scorer per game average, Carson McAfee, 14 a game. That's his first bucket. 15 seconds to go in the half. Sardis trying to hold the lead for Mound Ridge at 10 at the break. 10 seconds now. Dribbling between the rings as Kaiser Knitz now looking to work offense. Model Mog, top of the key. Gets a screen from Creighton Knitz. Three on the way. No. Rebound ripped down by the Chargers, and we've reached halftime. 27-17, Mound Ridge with the advantage over the Jeff County North Chargers. We're at halftime. Back after this to Dodge City here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Voted Best Plumber in the Best of the Best contest for years on end. Tate Plumbing and Construction, in business since 1985. Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service, 365 days a year, licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
Winchester Meat Processing in Winchester is more than just a meat processing facility. Contact them in Winchester, Kansas today to ask about their retail selection, as well as custom slaughtering and your general meat processing. Winchester Meat Processing in Winchester, Kansas, proud to support local athletes.
How much do you really know about home and auto insurance? Probably not enough. That's why it's important to have an insurance agent you know and trust. Someone who has the backing of a trusted company. Chris Taylor with State Farm in Atchison is that person. Call 367-4015 for a free insurance review. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Have you ever heard if you do something you love, you'll never work a day in your life? Well, here at Outdoor Concepts, we've made a specialty out of our love of concrete. Most customers don't realize how many options there are when it comes to their project. With the extensive variety of tools and materials available in the industry, we're able to open the doors to your dreams. Whether you're looking for a standard finish of concrete that fits the everyday needs, or you're looking for something elegant that will really put your personal stamp on this project, just know you can trust your hometown concrete specialist, Outdoor Concepts and Design. You can give us a call at
913-674-0300. 93.7 FM's coverage of state basketball continues here tonight from Dodge City, and it's the 2A Boys State Basketball Tournament opening round matchup between the 6-seed JCN Chargers and the 3rd-seeded Mound Ridge Wildcats, the defending state title winners from a season ago. Mound Ridge leads 27-17 at the break. It was 15-9 at the end of the first quarter. That was aided by an 8-0 run by Mound Ridge to close that frame out. And Boz, they had a 7-2 run to close out the first half as well. And so two big runs, and that's really the separation we've got in this ballgame right now.
Yeah, it was just the runs. I mean, JCM was in two different positions where it was a tight game. You get a stop, you knock down a shot, you close the gap, but instead, Mound Ridge able to go on extended runs, and those two runs really is what hurt JCM the most.
Leading scorers right now in this ballgame for Mound Ridge, they are up 27-17 here at the break. Pacing the way for them is Barrett. They call him Bear. Model Mog, he's got 8 points, including two threes. Brayden Knitz has got 6. 5 points for Zach Dixon. 3 points each for Keppel Adolph and Kaiser Knitz. And then 2 points for Leighton Schmidt as well for Mound Ridge. For JCN, pacing the way is Calvin Manville. He has 7 points, Boz, and all 7 of them came in the first quarter. He played very well in that first frame, 7 of the 9. First quarter points for the Chargers, but then a quiet second quarter from him. Ethan Knoll has 4 points, 2 each for Carson McAfee, Grady Knoll, and Andy Baker for JCN. Some of the statistical categories, Boz, that stick out to you in that first half?
Well, here's the thing. When you look at shooting, we mentioned in pregame, we thought it was important for JCN to come out and knock down some shots. And They have success in the paint. They're 80% from the field in the paint. They've only missed two shots inside the arc. Here's a little bit of the problem. They're 0 for 5 from 3. They just have not been able to find the range from outside the three-point line. On the flip side, Mound Ridge, they're shooting 52% for the ball game. JCN's 53% total.
Yeah.
The difference is Mound Ridge, they're 66% beyond the arc.
Yeah, they got four threes in that first half, and that, again, compiling that with the ability for JCN to kind of go on some dry spells on the offensive end. Again, when they put shots up, they're making their shots. They're turning the ball over a little bit right now as well.
Yeah, they've got eight turnovers in the first half, and those turnovers are not poor decision turnovers. They're not throwing the ball out of bounds. They're not trying to throw to a teammate with a lazy pass. They're aggressive turnovers, drives to the basket. They're making the right decision. They just got to be stronger with the ball because that's really where a lot of those have happened from. The other thing they really have to do, Mound Ridge had four offensive rebounds. Doesn't seem like a lot, but they were able to score on three out of four of those possessions.
Your halftime score here in the Amberwell Health Halftime Report, 27-17. Mound Ridge leading JCN. Two-minute timeout. Come back. Keys to the second half. And the Chargers get things rolling. They're a second-half team. We'll talk about that next.
Good luck, JCN basketball. From your friends at the Barnett Family Funeral Home in Jefferson County Crematory, care and service from the friends you know and trust. Congratulations and go Chargers!
Valley Falls Pharmacy has a friendly, knowledgeable staff ready to help you with your prescription needs. They're a preferred network for SilverScript, Aetna, and ClearSpring Medicare insurance plans, providing free local delivery. You can reach them at 785-945-3711.
Hey, this is Grandpa Gary here, and I want to tell the JCN boys congratulations on another back-to-back 2A state appearance. You boys were just as awesome to watch in basketball as you were in football. Grandpa Gary says, go Chargers! You got this.
Modern Ag Services, Pioneer Seed in Winchester. Bill, Neil, Mitch, and Brett want to congratulate the Jefferson County North basketball team on your successes this year and wish you good luck in Dodge City. Go Chargers!
It's always great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls, featuring a new menu and daily specials. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with those food and drink specials and special entertainment events. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And remember, at the Elevator in Valley Falls, there's always time for just one more.
Free State Electric Cooperative, serving 9 Northeast Kansas counties, supports local schools and athletics. Good luck, JCN football, on your run for the state title. Free State Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Courtney's LLC, family-owned and operated for over 30 years, selling more than used trucks. They have farm equipment, lawnmowers, truck accessories, and more. And they fix trucks, cars, tractors, lawnmowers, and equipment. Call Courtney's LLC at 913-796-6198 or see Courtney's north of McLeod.
Back at United Wireless Arena here in Dodge City, Class 2A Boys State Basketball on your local sports authority, 93.7 FM, KAIR. The Jefferson County North Chargers come back out of the locker room right now, trailing 27-17, a couple minutes away from second half action here in this one. And again, it's a game that's been of runs between these two teams. JCN, they got things going early. Had a nice little 7-2 run to begin, or in the middle part of the first quarter, but then a 8-0 run extended to a 10-0 run, end of the first into the second quarter by Mound Ridge, and also the little bit of a 7-2 run to end the half. Really the difference maker in this ball game right now, Boz. Next to me, I'm Jake, back in the studios. That would be Joseph Curry. And Boz, the big keys for JCN, they want to pull off this upset. What needs to change? What does the focus need to be in this second half?
Well, here's the way I look at it. JCN, they didn't really do anything wrong.
Yeah.
You know, they're playing good basketball. They had a few more turnovers than you would like in the first half.
Right.
But I like what they're doing. They're aggressive offensively. They're attacking downhill. Problem is they just are, once they get in the paint, you got to think about this. Mound Ridge is tall.
Sure.
I mean, they've got 6'4", 6'4", 6'3", across the board. When they get in the paint, there's some size in front of them. They're having a hard time adjusting that, and they're shuffling their feet. It's just a little antsy there.
there. So I think they're doing the right things. They just got to be a little stronger when they're attacking the rim. Eliminate some of the turnovers, execute offense, and then they've got to do a better job eliminating straight line drives from Mound Ridge down the lane. My pregame key for JCM was stay out of foul trouble. They did that in the first half. I think we got to see maybe some outside shots start going in for the Chargers right now.
Yeah, they just were not effective from the three-point line. That can change
quickly.
This game quickly. Yeah, if they can knock down some threes and 0 for 5, you got to think at some point those shots are going to start falling for them.
Coach Corey Knoll in his second year, he was on the team. The last time this Charger program was at the state tournament in 2013, and he said he really wants these kids to do something he was never able to do and get a win at the state tournament. They've got to get something going here in the second half. The good thing is two quarters are still yet to be played.
Yeah, anything can happen in the second half. You know, it's a 10-point lead. That's not unmanageable. I think JCN, you can't let it get out of hand. They got to start this second half strong.
Started strong, and they get well with the basketball. Here we go. Beginning the second half action here on 93.7 KAIR. Starting five out there, it's Kearns, Knoll, McAfee, Manville, Knoll for the Chargers. Here's McAfee with the right-handed dribble to the left wing. Into the corner to Grady Knoll. Now top of the key. Driving into the lane. Connor Kearns kicked it out. Manville, right wing three. They need it. And they get it. Calvin Manville starts the second half with a trifecta and brings this game within seven.
On cue, we said they needed to knock down some outside jumpers. Manville, he listened and he knocked one down.
I don't know if he listened.
Oh, yeah. He heard it.
He heard us talking. Kaiser Knitz trying to drive baseline on McAfee on the right block. Elevates but passes it out instead to Bear Magamon. Into the lane, into the corner it goes now to Henry Hickox. Down low to Dixon, back out to Hickox. Maybe got away with a walk there. Kept it alive, though. Top of the key, it's Modelmog. To the right wing now, Kaiser Knitt. He'll dribble with the left hand. Creighton Knitt, the three on the way, he answers it.
Oh, boy, that was a big defensive possession for JCN. I thought if they could get a stop, they could really seize some momentum.
So we're back to a 10-point game here, 30-20. 1 minute gone by, quarter number three. Here's a straight line drive by JCN. Connor Kern kicks it out in the corner. McAfee elevates his shot. Is short. Fight for the rebound. Still loose on the deck and a kick ball here. And it's going to be a kick ball on McAfee. And Carson just trying so hard, Boz, to get something going offensively. Again, he averages 13 and a half a game. Has just two right now.
Yeah, he's just struggled a little bit offensively. And part of it, he's going up against some bigger, taller guys. It's just not getting clean looks at the basket.
Three on the way by Modelmog, no good. Nice job skying for the rebound is Grady Knoll for the Chargers.
I'd be real curious to know what Grady Knoll's vertical is. If somebody knows, I'd like to hear
get
that.
Get us up. Manville on the right wing has his pocket pick, kept alive here by McAfee, though, right in front of us. Down low. Ball is deflected and a turnover here on the Chargers, their ninth of the game. Across the court now. Bear Modelmog to the right wing in the front court. Skips it left wing now to Henry Hickox. Henry will hold up three fingers and reset offense. JCN staying in a man-to-man defensive set.
Now they've gone back to their flex motion offense, just trying to find a flex cutter.
Into the right corner it goes. Crate Knitt into the lane. Euro step. Right hand floater is good. He's got 11. And it's 32-20 now. Mound Ridge up by 12. 5:30 to go in the third. Across the timeline, it's Carson McAfee. Double screen comes for him. Kicks it to Manville. Top of the key. Three on the way. He hit it.
There we go.
Calvin Manville now at six in the quarter, just trying to implore this team to get back into this game.
Yeah, back-to-back threes for him. He's starting to feel it a little bit. Things can change. Back, you know, we're a 9-point lead here for Mound Ridge.
Manville's got 13 in the game now to lead the Chargers. 9-point lead for Mound Ridge. Baseline drive, Crate Knitt. Gives it off to his brother, Kaiser. Nice find to Dixon. His layup is good.
Oh, that was a really nice pass from Kaiser Knitz. He drove right hand to the lane. The defense came to him, helped side. He was able to pocket pass across the lane for an easy layup.
I mean, we got a hot hand right now in Calvin Manville. He's got to touch the ball this possession,
absolutely.
I feel like. Carson McAfee has it stripped instead, and then a pick up a foul. So a turnover on JCN. That's number 10. Carson McAfee is second personal foul. And a lot of times we're seeing in this ball game, Boss, a couple dribbles
away from the basket by 30 feet close to the timeline and picking up that dribble. That's allowing a trap to come.
Yeah, defensively, Moundridge is really pressuring on the perimeter, and JCN is backed up away from what we call or talk about the scoring zone. You want to operate your offense around the three-point line, and they're really having to operate from 30, 35 feet away.
Great Knipp, baseline runner is no good, but then a rebound by Moundridge, and he steps on the end line, does Henry Hickox. Boz, I've only got five turnovers in this ballgame for Moundridge now. 34-23, 4:28 to go. JCN with the basketball. And the game of basketball, it's, okay, get it within single digits. That's kind of the goal when you're down by double digits, yeah?
Yeah, if JCN can just keep this game at or under 10 going into the fourth quarter, I feel like you've done okay. And you put yourself in a position to have a chance to win.
Ethan Nolan in the corner, three on the way by Eli Weiser is no good. Fighting for a rebound, and a hold will be called here on Creighton Knipp as he just completely wrapped up Calvin Manville, who was trying to get that rebound.
Yeah, JCN really crashing the glass, trying to get some extra opportunities with offensive rebounds.
McAfee to trigger it in for the Chargers, gets it in, and then throwing it away is Connor Kearns. He's trying to get it up to Manville, and then nice job by Calvin Manville defensively, who got back and was able to affect the shot of Creighton Knipp. But the turnover again on JCN, that's number 11.
Yeah, we talked about eliminating turnovers here in this third quarter. JCN's got three, and we're just under the midway point in the third quarter.
Wildcats maintain possession. Three on the way from the corner is Bear Mottlemog, and my goodness, Boz, that's his third. He's got 11. The lead is now its largest of the game of 14.
Yeah, these guys can shoot. There's no question. Every time I feel like JCN's gaining a little momentum, somebody from Moundridge steps up and knocks down a three.
Dribbling into the right near corner. Weiser off to Ethan Knoll. Nice take off the window. It's good. Ethan Knoll's got six. And that's the downhill attacking you were talking about at the half.
Yeah, getting downhill, attacking the rim, and really good job, though, by Ethan Knoll. Defender from Moundridge came over to block it, so he, a little teardrop, hit that thing high off the glass.
12-point lead for Moundridge. They got the basketball, but JCN needs a stop. 3:15 to go in the third quarter. Mottlemog with a right-handed dribble gets it in the right corner to Kaiser Knipp. Ridge now moving right to left. Down low it goes to Leighton Schmidt. Kicks it far corner now. Creighton Knipp, the three. It's good.
Now, these guys can shoot, every one of them. It just puts a lot of pressure on that JCN defense when you got to pay attention to three or four different guys on the perimeter.
That's seven threes in the game for Moundridge in this ballgame, Buzz. Lead is 15 now. The right corner. Driving baselines, Grady Knoll has it deflected, and I don't think he established position on the floor after he went out of bounds, Mottlemog, but we'll call it a turnover on JCN. That's the 12. Kaiser Knipp loses the handle, turns it over right back. Chargers looking to push in transition. Calvin Manville driving into the lane, kicks into the corner, three on the way by Grady Knoll. It's no good.
Oh. A good-looking shot. I mean, that's if you're Coach Knoll, I think you don't mind that shot. It's in transition. Knoll had his feet set, ready to pull the trigger on that one.
40-25, Creighton Knipp elevates at the left block and banks it home, and he's got 16 now in the game.
Well, Knipp, you can tell. I mean, this young man plays a lot of basketball. You can tell just by the way he carries himself.
Largest lead of the game for the Wildcats. It's 42-25, 2:07 to go in the third. A one-minute timeout by Coach Knoll. We're back in this 2A opening round state boys basketball game on 93.7 KAIR.
KT's Shortstop in Winchester is your stop for cold drinks, hot drinks, snacks, fuel, and so much more. Stop in before or after the game for a snack, a beverage, and top off the tank. KT's Shortstop. They love the Chargers.
This is Stephanie with Hazelnut Home in Nortonville, Kansas. Come see us Wednesday through Friday from 9 to 5 p.m. and Saturday 9 to 1. Come see what's new with all of our spring decor and check out J-Rod's hunting and fishing section. We want to wish the JCN Chargers the best. Go Chargers!
At Nortonville Parts and Service, they've got three words for you. Reliable, reasonable, and respectable. It's no wonder that they've been around for over 20 years. Their customers keep coming back, and that says a lot. Nortonville Parts and Service, doing their customers right.
Winchester Meat Processing in Winchester is more than just a meat processing facility. Contact them in Winchester, Kansas today to ask about their retail selection, as well as custom slaughtering and your general meat processing. Winchester Meat Processing in Winchester, Kansas, proud to support local athletes.
Back here at Dodge City out of the Coach Knoll timeout. JCN with the basketball down by now 17.
They need to get a bucket here. Into the game again is Will Elias. He's got it with the left-handed dribble down low to Calvin Manville. He elevates off the window. No, a lot of contact. No whistle. Still fight for the rebound and rip it away. It's Creighton Knipp.
Talk about this game being a game of runs. JCN got it to within 9. Since that point, Mound Ridge has absolutely exploded.
Yep. Here's an offensive foul on Bear Mottlemaw. I got this second. And I feel like if there's a moment in this game, this is that moment right now where JCN needs to get a bucket. They got a defensive stop. Now capitalize on the offensive end because, again, there's a lot of time left in this ball game. If you're down by 17, we got to see some buckets go through.
Yeah, you do. We really do.
Carson McAfee has it across the timeline, drives right lane, line scoop shot off the window. Sweet home for Carson. His two buckets have been probably the most difficult shots we've seen tonight.
Yeah, he's made some circus shots. Again, getting downhill, though, and attacking Mound Ridge. They know they got to stay out of foul trouble, so they're not swiping at balls trying to block shots. They're just jumping up and creating just a little bit of contact.
Loader off the window is no good, and a rebound by Carson McAfee, and a foul on Keppel Adolph of Mound Ridge. So that's back-to-back stops. You're a fan of the K-State Lady Wildcats. You know that there's a gap goat, and the whole purpose of that is a scoring gap.
Yep.
Is what they call it. And that's three straight stops equals a gap goat. The Chargers, I guess, will call that a gap charge.
Yeah, okay,
something like that. I don't know. We need one more stop, though. Nevertheless, Weiser left wing now. Elias to Ethan Noel drives in the lane and stops at the elbow. Elevation here by Andy Baker from the right elbow is too strong. I'd like to see Ethan Noel go to the basket there. He popped from the elbow and passed it off. Shuffling his feet in the corner is Keppel Adolph. Now gives it off to the right wing. Heath Churchill back in the game. Back to Adolph, who will run the point with the right hand, guarded by Ethan Noel. Into the right corner it goes. Henry Hickox, three on the way. No. Dixon, though, with an offensive rebound. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. It's 42-27 Mound Ridge. Down low, Dixon going up against Baker. And nice defensive job there by Will Elias to come down and help side. They're going to say he got the wrist, and that's going to be his second foul of the game.
Now, that play, it was a long ways away from us, so we can't really tell, but great defensive effort, great hustle by Will Elias.
Dixon's first free throw, no good. Great Knitz has been on the bench for a handful of minutes here for Mound Ridge, and you would think when there's a time to strike, Chargers should do that with him on the bench. He's got 16 to lead the way for them of their 42. Second free throw by Dixon is good. Back into the game, Calvin Manville. He will replace Eli Weiser. Full court pressure being applied here by Mound Ridge. Just man-to-man, picking him up full court, though. Calvin Manville will bring it across the timeline. 16-point lead here for Mound Ridge. JCN with the basketball, 12 seconds, that's left. Manville picks up his dribble, needs help. And then a foul here by Adolph. And that happened right in front of us, Bob. And I'm telling you, these officials are letting the boys get after it.
There's a lot of contact out on the perimeter defensively. They're not allowing any space. They're right up in your body the entire time. A lot of hands, a lot of reaching. They're not calling that.
Will Elias will trigger it in. And Ethan Noel, I think he maybe got away with the travel there, but that's all right. 2 seconds to go in the quarter. Elias will throw up a shot. They're going to call a foul prior to, so there should be time on the clock then still. Because they're going to say that was before the shot, and is that the fifth team foul? It is. So regardless, it'll be two shots here. That's going to be a foul on Keppel Adolph. That's his third. And so that'll be two shots here for Will Elias with nobody else on the floor with him, no time on the clock. The officials are going to convene here, though.
Yeah, Coach Knitz for Mound Ridge is all the way out on the court, out by half court. I don't know what he's wanting to talk about. There was a foul with time left. It was the fifth team foul, so that's the right call.
Elias to the line for two, and he misses the first. There's a good way to get back into a game. No time coming off the clock. It's at the charity stripe for sure.
Yep.
One more coming here for the sophomore guard. On the way, and that's going to rattle home. Well, that's how we end the third quarter. It's 43
27, heading to the final quarter of action. Back after this 1 minute timeout here on 93.7 KAIR Horton Atchison.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for your healthcare needs. Serving the Jefferson County community for nearly 70 years, our dedicated providers offer a variety of services to benefit you and your loved ones. Whether you're in need of a late-night clinic visit or a long-term care solution, FW Houston is here to help. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more about how FW Houston can serve you.
Good luck, JCN Basketball. From your friends at the Barnett Family Funeral Home in Jefferson County Crematory, care and service from the friends you know and trust. Congratulations, and go Chargers!
Valley Falls Pharmacy has a friendly, knowledgeable staff ready to help you with your prescription needs. They're a preferred network for SilverScript, Aetna, and ClearSpring Medicare insurance plans, providing free local delivery. You can reach them at 785-945-3711.
Back here in United Wireless Arena, Dodge City, the site for 2A boys state basketball opening round. Mountain Ridge, taking on JCN. Mountain Ridge with the basketball. Here's a baseline drive by Henry Hickox, and he's hammered. He'll go to the line to shoot a couple. Foul is on Connor Kearns, his second. 43-28, your score. They did not have that last free throw up when we went to our last break. They did add it. Free throw by Will Elias. Largest lead of the game has been 17 for Mountain Ridge. It's 15 right now. Missing the first free throw is Henry Hickox. Looking for his first point of the night. Second free throw, that one's good. 44-28 is a 16-point lead for Mountain Ridge. The Chargers scoring 11 in that third quarter, but they got to get going here. Here's Manville at the rack. Gets the bucket! And the foul, that was an alley-oop, Boz. He couldn't dunk it because there was a man in the way.
That was a great set play to start this fourth quarter. Little back screen on the weak side, lob, and Manville, he probably would have dunked that if there wasn't a defender right there.
Yes, he would have. Foul was on Henry Hickox, that's his third. Manville to the line to shoot the and one, no. Rebound, fought for, and picked up by Mound Ridge. Hickox has got it in the backcourt, gives it off to Mottlemog. Now over to the timeline to Creighton Kinnett. 44-30, 7:22 to go in this ball game. Still man defense here by JCN. Creighton Kinnett skips it in the corner and a pass taken away. Just the first turnover in this, or check out the third turnover in the second half by Mound Ridge. That's another defensive stop for JCN. They need a bucket here, down by 14. Right wing, it's Manville. Head fakes on a three, drives in the lane. Floater shot is good. How about you, Calvin Manville? He's got 17.
Yeah, he's had a really nice game tonight. He's been very aggressive offensively, and he's trying to get his team back in this game.
Within 12, a timeout. Mound Ridge will take it with him. 30-second break. Joseph back here to Dodge in 30 seconds, 44-32. Mound Ridge leading JCN.
TexRx Pharmacy and Home Care is your locally owned and operated pharmacy. Free delivery, medication management, CPAPs, and immunizations are among the many services they offer. Stop by and see them today at 807 Main Street in Atchison. TexRx Pharmacy and Home Care, we take care of you.
Farm, home, auto, life, crop, and commercial. That's Taylor Insurance Services in Atchison, Oskaloosa, and Effingham. Locally owned and supporting all local schools, sports, and activities. Taylor Insurance Services. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
First time tonight, Mountain Ridge has had a call timeout, and that's because Dustin Kniff could see JCN had a little bit of energy to start this fourth quarter. It's 44-32, Mountain Ridge up by 12. JCN on the defensive end here as Mountain Ridge gets it in to Kaiser Kniff. He breaks the timeline. He's guarded by McAfee, gets it off to Creighton Kniff, who's guarded by Grady Knoll. Senior heavy team here by the Chargers does not want this to be the final game of their careers. A shot by Kinnett. Creighton left it short. Rebound by JCN. Second straight stop. Up the floor. Here's a deflection out of bounds off Mountain Ridge. It'll stay JCN basketball.
Well, I feel like this is a really big possession. 6:27 left in this game, trailing by 12. JCN can tie it or hit a three and get it under double digits. That'd be huge, and then a turnover.
Chargers turn it over, down by 12, 6:20 to go here in this ballgame. Mottlemock down low to Creighton Knitz, off of his foot and out of bounds. No, it's off of JCN, they say. And out of bounds, it'll stay Mound Ridge basketball. Again, that was on the opposite side of the floor, kind of tough for us to see.
I think it should have been our ball. Look, just because.
Just because you say so.
Just because.
I like that. Down low on the entry, turnaround J is good by Leighton Schmidt. Little baby hook over Ethan Knoll. So 46-32 now, 6 minutes to go in the ballgame. Chargers driving down the lane. Fadeaway shot missed there by Connor Kearns. Loose ball on the deck and maybe a travel, but they let him play. Here's Creighton Knitz up the floor now to Henry Hickox, and a travel here will be a turnover on Mound Ridge. The second of the quarter, eighth of the game. Back into the game for the Chargers, replacing Ethan Knoll will be Andy Baker. But like I said, this may be midway point of the third quarter, Bonds, but it's go time here for the Chargers.
It is. JCN's got to get hot right now. They got to start being a little more aggressive downhill, make something happen.
Calvin Manville has been the hot hand for the Chargers today. Has it between the rings, gives it off to Grady Knoll. Grady drives baseline, kicks it out now. Connor Kearns in the middle of the lane, loses the handle on it. Turnaround Jay, though, is good. He picked it back up and threw it up and able to get it to drop. It's back down to 12.
Yeah, that's that downhill drive. They've had good success with that. Now they're in a little full-court man-to-man pressure and a steal.
Turnover on Mound Ridge, number 9. Nice job there by Carson McAfee to force the T.O. Now Kearns looking to drive right lane line. Gets it out to Manville. Calvin into the lane. Right elbow out to Kearns. Looking to drive baseline and a foul here on Mound Ridge. It'll be number 3 on Bear Mottlemog. 5:09 to go in this one, down by 12 are the Chargers, but looking to make a big time charge right now.
I feel like you can start to see JCN playing with a little more energy, and maybe it's desperation. They know they got to make a charge. They got to come back in this game, and so they're a little more aggressive offensively.
Baker goes out, Grady Knoll go out, Ethan Knoll back in, as well as Will Elias. Carson McAfee, he'll fire a deep right wing 3. They need it, can't get it, knocked out of bounds. It'll go to Mound Ridge off the hands of Ethan Knoll. An opportunity there that just could not connect. Full court pressure being applied now by the Chargers. Ridge gets it in. Knitz in the backcourt. Drives by 2 defenders, gets it in the front court. We'll slow things down now. Under 5 minutes to go in this one, Wildcats lead is 12. Largest of the game was 17. Down low to Bear Mottlemog. Going to go up against Manville. Swats it away, does Calvin. I tell you what, if this does prove to be his last game, Calvin Manville's played phenomenal. He drives baseline. Fade away. They'll call a deflection there. Creighton Knitz into the front court. Looking to push. Left lane line. Euro step layup. No. Rebound fought for, and it's out of bounds. It'll stay with Mound Ridge with 4:28 to go.
Boy, JCN, they're doing everything they can. And here's the one thing. When you see JCN drive to the lane, their last gather step, they're fading away from the contact. Officials are letting them play, so the JCN players are kind of fading away. I'd love for them to see him just dip that shoulder and go right in them to the rim.
You're in a 5 count, but they get it in to Bear Mottlemog. He'll fire a 3. That's short. Rebound, though, offensive for Mound Ridge. Down low, wide open, but not taking the shot was Leighton Schmidt. They're going to burn some clock here as we approach 4 minutes to go in this one. And the Mound Ridge lead is 12. Left wing, Kaiser Knitz. Deflection, and Will Elias takes it away. Will, right lane line drive, layup. If they're going to say it's blocked, a lot of contact. And then a foul on JCN after the fact. Coach Knoll is not happy.
Yeah, I agree with Coach Knoll. He took the ball to the rim. He hit it. Well, Coach Knoll is, I think he has a valid argument. The ball hit the rim or the backboard.
Yeah.
And then the block occurred. That should have been a goaltend.
46-34, 4:01 to go in this ball game, and a massive turn of events there as Grady Knoll picked up his second foul. So Will Elias unable to get in the scorebook with a field goal there. Full court pressure here by the Chargers. Mottlemog's got it for the Wildcats. Crossing the timeline, guarded by Manville. Close to the boundary and nearly walked with it. Mound Ridge still with it and an offensive foul. No, they're going to call a block here as the Euro step and Ethan Knoll will pick up his second personal.
You know, I feel like JCN, they're doing everything they can. They're just giving a ton of energy and
sometimes things just don't go your way. And that's what I feel like the last three or four possessions, JCN's doing everything right.
Yeah.
They just can't climb back into this one.
Henry Cox, the line for two, makes the first. Connor Kern's back in the game for the Chargers. He'll replace Will Elias. One more free throw here for Henry Hickox. It's good. He's got three, and the lead's back up to 14 now. 3:45 to go. Brady Knoll into the corner to Ethan on the left side. Ethan with the right-handed dribble into the lane. Elevates, turnaround, Jay, no. Rebound, ripped down Calvin Manville. His put back, no. But a foul will be called prior to the shot. Just the third team foul on Mound Ridge. So no free throws here for JCN. And again, you mentioned it. These boys are playing with a ton of effort and energy right now.
Yeah, your Coach Knoll, you just got to be happy. Your guys are giving it everything they have. When the lead extended to 17, you didn't see their heads go down. They just kept battling.
Chargers got to go here. 3:30 to go in this one. Here's Manville in the middle of the lane. Elevates from eight. That's too strong. Rebound fought for, and ripping it away is Monomog for Mound Ridge. Needs help. Finds Henry Hickox, who baseball passes it up the floor to Dixon, and Dixon will lay it in.
Yeah, just tough break. JCN, they're putting a ton of full court pressure. They have to. They're trying to get a steal. They let a player from Mound Ridge leak out the back door.
50-34, 3:05 to go in this ball game. Here's Ethan Knoll at the right elbow, drives left right lane line, kicks it out to McAfee. Carson in the lane by his defender. Scoop shot off the window. No, but he's fouled and will go to the line to shoot a pair. He's only got 4 points in this ball game. Again, it's scoring wise for JCN. It's been all Calvin Manville. Ethan Knoll's got six. Then drops down to four for this Chargers squad. First free throw here by McAfee is good. Never say never, Buzz.
That's right. We've been in this gym when some crazy things have happened.
Yes, we have. We had a team down 21 and heading into the fourth quarter. Made a big push down the stretch, down by 12. Lead here, the deficit here, I should say, is 16. I'd love to make a new memory. Second free throw missed, but Andy Baker there for the rebound. His putback no good, and the rebound ripped down by Mound Ridge. 2:50 to go. That could have been a pretty awesome play for big Andy Baker, 6'4 junior. Kaiser Knitz drives in the lane, kicks the top of the key to Monomog. 2:40 to go in the ball game. Monomog running the point. Looking to drive baseline. He's cut off there and sends the arm a little bit. Coach Knoll begging the officials to blow their whistle. And then a late whistle here on JCN's Carson McAfee. That's going to be his third.
I love it. Connor Kearns kind of jawing a little bit with Bear Mottlemog. Bear Mottlemog 6'3". Connor Kearns 5'10". Like getting after him defensively. Mottlemog really didn't like it. They start chirping a little bit, but I love that tenacity from Connor Kearns.
2:28 to go. It's a 15-point Mound Ridge lead, and Kaiser Knitz gets it into the front court. Will Elias guarding him. Entry pass down low to Dixon. He tries to find Creighton Knitz, and it's too high. Turnover on Mound Ridge, their 10th. 2:15 to go. The Chargers need a bucket up the timeline. Manville, head fakes on a three, drives baseline, elevates, shot no, but he's fouled. Will go to the line to shoot a pair.
Yeah, really good job by Carson Manville. Boy, he's had a game tonight. Nice little shot fake on the three-point line. He got his defender in the air. Defender flew by him, and then Manville took it strong to the rim.
Zach Dixon picks up his third, so Calvin, goes to the line, shoot two. Got 17 in the game. His first one is good. Ethan Knoll comes back in. Carson McAfee back in as Andy Baker and Will Elias go out. One more toss from Manville. It's true. Timeout, Coach Knoll. It's a 60-second one. We'll take it with him. It's a 13-point lead for Mound Ridge. 2:08 to go in the ballgame. Back in 1 minute here on 93.7 FM's coverage of state basketball here from Dodge City.
Hey, this is Grandpa Gary here, and I want to tell the JCN boys congratulations on another back-to-back 2A state appearance. You boys were just as awesome to watch in basketball as you were in football.
Grandpa Gary says, go Chargers. You got this.
Modern Ag Services, Pioneer Seed in Winchester. Bill, Neil, Mitch, and Brett want to congratulate the Jefferson County North basketball team on your successes this year and wish you good luck in Dodge City. Go Chargers!
KT's Shortstop in Winchester is your stop for cold drinks, hot drinks, snacks, fuel, and so much more. Stop in before or after the game for a snack, a beverage, and top off the tank. KT's Shortstop. They love the Chargers.
This is Stephanie with Hazelnut Home in Nortonville, Kansas. Come see us Wednesday through Friday from 9 to 5 p.m. and Saturday 9 to 1. Come see what's new with all of our spring decor and check out J-Rod's Hunting and Fishing section. We want to wish the JCN Chargers the best. Go Chargers!
And now by JCN, we got a kick ball. It'll stay with Mound Ridge. Let's reset your lineups here. For the Chargers, it's Connor Kern, Calvin Manville, Carson McAfee, Brady Nolan, Ethan Nolan. Still in the backcourt are the Wildcats. Count is still going, and Kaiser Knitz breaks the timeline. 1:58 to go in this one. It's a 13-point lead for Mound Ridge. Chargers led 9-7, but then a massive run that continued on into the second quarter has been the separation that has not gotten any closer than 9 in the second half.
Yeah, the JCN have four different opportunities here in the second half where they got it to 9 or 10, and they or 11. They were right there. It was within a possession of getting it under double digits, and they just couldn't do it.
Kaiser Knitz goes to the line to shoot 2. Misses the first. And again, we talked about needing some threes. Calvin Manville's hit a couple. Down by 13. Second free throw missed, but an offensive rebound and then a jump ball. No, they're going to call a foul here on Ethan Knoll. And that's going to be number 3 for the 6'1 senior. That's the 15th foul. So to the line will be Zach Dixon for 2 shots. 1 for 2 tonight from the line. First one is no. Yes, it is good.
Hey, tricked you.
That one bounced around and dropped. Andy Baker in for the Chargers to replace Ethan. 1:47 to go. It's a 14-point Wildcat lead. Second toss from Dixon is on the way. That one rattles home as well. He's got 12. Lead is 15 here for Mountain Ridge. Minute 45 to go. Here's Carson McAfee. Loses the handle in the lane. Picked up by Mountain Ridge. Another turnover on the Chargers. In the backcourt, Kaiser Knitz. Off to Henry Cox, who breaks the timeline. Kick ball. It'll stay Mound Ridge basketball. Baker will go out. Ethan Knoll back in for JCN. 90 seconds, all that remains here on what's been a really, really good season for this Charger team. And how about just this boys program in general? The season that they've had, pushing it deep to the state title game in football, making the state tournament in basketball as Kaiser Knitz drives in, misses a shot. Ethan Knoll with the rebound. We have 80 seconds left in this one.
Yeah, think about this for a minute. The amount of success that this group has had from August through March.
Fight for the rebound here, and it's going to be out of bounds to Mound Ridge off of the diving effort of Ethan Knoll, who just, I would say, came into your living room, but we're on radio, so they couldn't see it.
You put up your hand like you were.
I was going to stop him. Are you kidding me? Do you see the strength of this right hand?
I don't see it at
Ethan
all.
Ethan Knoll is a big man. He's 6'1 and probably 230. Yeah. I was going to stop him with my right index finger.
He
don't worry.
Probably would have broke your arm if Peter's unhighted to it.
Foul here by Calvin Manville in the front court. Going to send Bear Mottlemog to the free throw line to shoot 2. R.B. Tweed sets to check in here for JCN, the 6'4" senior. Coach Knoll going to give him some time here at the state tournament. First free throw by Mottlemog is good. Tweed will check in for senior Grady Knoll, who will end his night with 2 points. Second toss by Mottlemog is good as well, and Bears got 13. 3 different Wildcats in double figures here tonight, and then Mottlemog nearly gets a steal, ball deflected in the air. Dixon had it momentarily, and then collected by JCN's Connor Kearns. Under a minute to go.
Driving baseline is Carson McAfee. He's fouled, and he'll get to go to the line to shoot a pair.
It's under a minute left in the game, and there's no quit. These JCN Chargers, I mean, they are just still giving it everything they got.
And I beg your pardon, Grady Knoll is about to check back in as well. And Mountain Ridge, they have emptied their bench after this first free throw toss as Carson McAfee will get two. Got 5 points on the night. Senior guard for JCN misses the first. Mountain Ridge will bring in Finn Bird, Heath Churchill, Braden DeHartog, Josh Kane, onto the floor with Jesse Lute. One more free throw coming here for McAfee. On the way, and it's short. Rebound ripped down by Lute for Mountain Ridge. Got it with left-handed dribble guarded tightly here by Grady Knoll. In the backcourt, it's still Josh Kane. Kane up the floor. It goes now to Finn Bird. 40 seconds to go. Lutz has got it. Down low, it goes to Berg, and he's fouled here by Carson McAfee. McAfee just trying to get another steal and opportunity. 34 seconds to go as Coach Knoll has emptied his bench now, and will be a good ovation here as McAfee just fouled out of this game, but he was going to be coming out anyway as Coach Knoll is going to give the seniors a proper senior send-off here as the JCN faithful come to their feet. Carson McAfee, Connor Kearns, Grady Knoll, Calvin Manville, and Ethan Knoll all exit the floor for the final time in the green for JCN. And in the game for JCN will be Rex Furman. Joining him will be Will Elias, Riley Burke, Eli Weiser on the floor with Andy Baker. Those free throws made. It's now 55-37. Weiser's got it in the front court off to Will Elias. Now Burke with a right-handed dribble. Dribble handoff to Eli Weiser, 23 seconds to go. Burke, top of the key, three on the way. That's off the rim. No rebound ripped down by Finn Bird for Mountain Ridge. Coach Knoll says call out the dogs, and your final score here in this one, it'll be Mountain Ridge 55, JCN 37. We'll talk more in postgame about what a great season this has been and a great career for a lot of these seniors, not only on the basketball floor, but just as a JCN Charger. Your final score, 55-37, Mountain Ridge wins it. They move on to the semifinals tomorrow. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Brick Street Bourbon Barbecue Restaurant in Valley Falls will soon be adding brick oven pizza to their menu. Dining with friends, family, teammates, or a group? No problem. We take reservations. Looking for a caterer for a small event, corporate party, wedding, or anything in between? Contact us for a quote. Brick Street Bourbon on Broadway in Valley Falls, Kansas.
Crittenden Home Care provides in-home assistance with all daily living activities for senior citizens and is a proud supporter of the JCN Chargers. For more information about how they can help, visit CrittendenHomeCare.com or you can call them at 913-303-2400. Crittenden Home Care, caring for you, when it matters, where it matters.
Benedictine College is a top 10 school right in your own backyard. Academic, athletic, career, and life success awaits you. Learn more about your future at benedictine.edu.
Voted Best Plumber in the Best of the Best contest for years on end. Tate Plumbing and Construction, in business since 1985. Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service, 365 days a year, licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
How much do you really know about home and auto insurance? Probably not enough. That's why it's important to have an insurance agent you know and trust. Someone who has the backing of a trusted company. Chris Taylor with State Farm and Atchison is that person. Call 367-4015 for a free insurance review. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome to the Bank of Atchison postgame show here on 93.7 FM KAIR. Horton Atchison. Jake Spalding alongside my partner, Chris Boswell, back in the studios. That is Joseph Curry. And we're joined now by head coach Corey Knoll of the JCN Chargers. Coach, the Mountain Ridge team's a very good team. I don't want to talk too much about them. I want to talk about you guys. And just give me a brief moment, if you can, about these six seniors on this roster that just played their final game. There was never a let up in any of those kids.
No, you know, the one thing I love about this group is they're going to battle until the end. You know, it's sixth grade seniors that I can't say enough good things about. They set a standard, set a tone for our program and what I want it to be in the future. And having a group like this is special. And just kind of seeing them go out, it's tough. It really hurts. But I know they went out giving their all. So I can be happy about that and can't thank them enough for what they've done over the past few years.
You're one of the eight best teams in the state. That's definitely not something to hang your head down upon, but it always sucks. You know, there's only really two teams that are happy at the end of the year, the state champion and the team that gets third because they win their final game. So that means there's going to be six teams that are unhappy. You just happen to be one of those right now. As you look back on this season and the progression of the year, where you started to where you're at now, what is the thing you're most proud of?
Yeah, I mean, just the way they progressed throughout the entire year. You know, with the football run, we had a slow start, lost our first two games. And then a lot of snow days and stuff, and the way our team progressed. You know, we had a lot of rough patches throughout the year that they could have given up. You know, they could have been, you know what, it's just not our year stuff. But the way they battled throughout the year is something I'm extremely proud of. And just, you know, from our midseason tournament on, I thought they progressed. They got better every game. And, you know, a lot of these kids, they'll be the first to tell you, they may not be basketball players, but they're athletes and they're competitors, and they like to win. And I'll take that any day over a basketball player. So I just can't thank them enough for all they've done, and it's a group I'm really going to miss.
All right. Well, this again, a great team, Coach, 16-8. As the season progresses, you know, again, you take down the team that wins the league. You take down a defending state tournament team in Horton to make it this far. Again, it stinks that this is the way that it ends, but I just love hearing you talk about how proud you are of these kids, what the time and effort they've got. But the future is still bright, no doubt about it, for JCN basketball.
For sure. You know, it's my second year, but I couldn't have walked into a better situation with these guys. And you know, I'm about to go tell them I can't thank them enough for the standard they set. And it's something the kids kind of look up to. You know, you see the crowd, you see a lot of young kids, and there's some good players coming up. And it's something that hopefully that they realize and can look down farther in the line and be like, you know, we started something special. And, you know, it, like you said, at the end of the year, only two teams are happy. And it's one of the things that sucks about the game is, you know, every year, you know, it's going to end in heartbreak. Again, we'll look at it down the line and enjoy the ride and be proud of it. But right now it hurts. But again, I can't be more proud of this group.
Anything, Boz, for
no, just a tough one. I've been in your shoes. I've been there. And you look at a senior class that's given so much. And I've mentioned on air the amount of success they've had from August through March. I mean, that's the entire year and just what they've been able to do for you and your program. It's amazing.
Yeah, at our pep rally, I spoke about this is the most decorated class to ever come through our school in anything. You know, they made it farther than any football team. They made it just as far as any basketball team. And, you know, one thing I hope our community group doesn't take it for granted. And, you know, enjoy what they saw because that doesn't happen all the time. It's a special group, and hope everybody enjoyed the moment.
Coach, I appreciate you taking some time. I want you to go enjoy, again, just this moment with your team. Thanks for coming over. Great season. And congratulations.
Thank you.
Coach Corey Knoll of the JCN
Chargers. Very, very gracious of him to come over and speak with us post-game. We've got one more post-game timeout to get to when we come back. Final statistics as well as your Union State Bank player to bank on. It's all coming up next here on the Bank of Atchison post-game show on FM 93.7 KAIR.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new home managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right, Giant's managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for home managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
Spring is here to stay at Gals of Grace Boutique and Coffee Shop in Nortonville. We have so many pretty things to choose from. Did you know we carry Myra bags? It's also time to refresh your house with locally made candles. And who doesn't want to change their decor when the weather gets nicer? Zeke's Treasures has one-of-a-kind furniture and finds. If you haven't been to our third Thursday of each month Gals Night Out, why not? We have good food, good sales, and a really good time. Check us out on Facebook for details. Gals of Grace isn't fun without you.
It's almost time for the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on March 16th. With Spots, Crosses, and Burks, over 50 head to choose from. Contact Joe Lamberson today at 785-851-0781. Hope to see you there at the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on Saturday, March 16th. Blue Valley Trailers is the premier trailer dealer in northeastern Kansas with a location in Waterville, serving all of the Midwest, stocking trailers for manufacturers like Titan, Sharp, Wilson, H&H, Travelong, and more. Located just a mile from the Titan Trailer Manufacturing Plant in Waterville, Blue Valley Trailers offers some of the best prices in the area. And oh, by the way, if they don't have the trailer in stock, they can order custom trailers just for you, built to your specification. Don't wait any longer. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Final time to the United Wireless Arena Bank of Atchison postgame show presented by the Bank of Atchison. We'll name our player bank on here in just a little bit. That's presented by the Union State Bank as well. And Jake and Boz, one final time here. Joseph Curry doing great work back at Care Country in northeast Kansas. We're down here in southwest Kansas, a long drive, a long trip. And this JCN Chargers team, they fall short tonight, Boz, 55-37. But it takes nothing away from the season and, honestly, just the decorative year that these boys have had.
It's always tough. I told Coach Noel, I've been in those shoes, you know, for my coaching days. And it's one of the hardest things because those kids, they do everything you want them to do. It's a grind all the way through basketball season. And the amount of effort that they give you as a coach, when that comes to an end, it's so, so tough. So I really feel for Coach Noel, but I'm also really excited with what he's able to do with this group, the success they've had, and laying the foundation for some really good things to come with JCN basketball.
Yeah, that's definitely something. The future is bright for JCN. You got a great coach leading the program, and these kids that have gone through it the first 2 years with him, as you mentioned, really laid a great foundation for what the future could look like for this JCN Charger team. We're going to talk briefly here about all six seniors, 5'10 senior Connor Kearns, 6-foot senior Grady Knoll, 5'8 senior Carson McAfee, 6'3 senior Calvin Manville, 6'1 senior Ethan Knoll, and 6'4 senior R.B. Tweed. Just, again, part of that massive foundation for this JCN Chargers team. They find themselves falling short here, and they end their senior season at state, though, Bob, yes, that a lot of teams, a lot of kids, they never get to experience that.
A whole lot of teams out there that would trade places with JCN in a heartbeat because they are here and everybody else's season was over a week ago. So it's exciting, but it's bittersweet. You know, you wish it wouldn't have ended, but, man, they've had such a good run. You know, that it's tough sometimes. You got a bunch of football dudes, you know.
Yeah.
That they come out here and they've had such good success as basketball players, too. It just shows how rounded and complete this class is, those senior boys.
Final statistics tonight, leading the way for the Chargers, Calvin Manville with 19 points on the night for the senior. Really played out of his mind. He played so well for this Charger team tonight. Only player in double figures, 6 for Ethan Knoll, 5 for Carson McAfee, 2 each for Andy Baker, Connor Kearns, and Grady Knoll, a free throw for Will Elias. Those are the scoring totals for JCN. Again, they fall short tonight, 55-37. It's time now to pick our Union State Bank player to bank on. Boz, here this evening, who are you thinking?
Well, it's really no question. For once, I'm going to go ahead and just give it to one person, Calvin Manville.
Yeah.
He had an outstanding game. You know, we talked about JCN having to knock down some threes. He came out. He knocked down 2 in the second half. He was very aggressive offensively. Crash the boards. I'd love to see him get that alley-oop dunk there.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been a good way to cap off an outstanding career, but the young man had a fantastic night.
Calvin Manville, your Union State Bank player to bank on here tonight. 19 points for his final game in JCN Charger Green. They end their year at 16-8. Mountain Ridge improves to 21-3. They will take on Sterling tomorrow night in the semifinal round here in the 2A Boys State Tournament. That will not do it for Care Country, though, because the Atchison High
Phoenix
moved on earlier today. A High will take on Hugoton tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Tom Couch on the call for that right here on 93.7 KAIR. That is your next scheduled broadcast for sports here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Well, for Joseph Curry back at the Care Country Studios, for my partner Chris Boswell, this has been Jake Spaulding signing off from Dodge City. Once again, your final score, Mound Ridge 55, JCN 37. Thanks so much for listening here tonight. Again, Atchison tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the semifinals at 4A in Salina. Tom Couch on the call. Have a great evening, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our postgame show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.